Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Over 2.23 lakh voters to decide the fate of 523 candidates in the ULB elections tomorrow. Chief Minister Nipiro appeals all eligible voters to cast their votes. Section 144 CRPC imposed in Chimukedima, Dimapo, Newland and Perin districts in view of the ULB elections. S. Supung Meren Jamir takes oath as member of the 18th Lok Sabha. And Regional Institute of Medical Sciences, Imphal, and NICRIMS in Shillong, empaneled under Chief Minister's Health Insurance Scheme. Now the news in detail. Nagaland will go to urban local bodies elections tomorrow, marking the first such elections in 20 years. This election includes a 33% reservation for women. Over 2.23 lakh voters will decide the fate of 523 candidates contesting in the 214 wards from 3 municipalities and 21 town councils. Out of the total electors, 1,10,115 are male and 1,13,521 are female. Polling will take place from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. through ballot paper voting across 420 polling stations. While a total of 222 female candidates had filed nominations, 198 are contesting on Thursday, as 24 contenders had already been elected unopposed. A total of 325 male candidates are also in the fray. All the 9 candidates from Chibubozo Town Council were elected unopposed. All 14 town councils under ENPO areas are abstaining from participating in the election. Meanwhile, polling parties with ballot boxes and polling materials were dispatched across polling stations. For voter identification, the State Election Commission has said electors can carry any government-issued identification documents such as Aadhaar, PAN card and others. As Nagaland gears up for the ULB elections, Chief Minister Nipiro has called upon all eligible voters to cast their votes. He said the ULPs are crucial as they provide a platform for citizens' participation in urban management and development of our towns and cities. The Chief Minister extended his best wishes for a peaceful and successful bowling day. Tomorrow has been declared a paid holiday for all state government employees in the municipal and town council areas going to polls. The holiday also applies to all categories of employees ordinarily residing in one area but having the place of work in another area. Paid holiday has also been declared for all employees of banks and financial institutions in the polling day areas. Additionally, workers engaged in commercial and industrial establishments in the state have also been granted the paid holiday. In view of the ULB elections in the state tomorrow, Commissioner of Police Dimapo, Kevituto Sope, has imposed prohibited orders under Section 144 CRPC in the 3 districts of Chimukedima, Dimapo and Newland. The order is effective from 5 p.m. this evening until 7 p.m. Thursday and was issued following apprehension of breach of peace and threat to public tranquility that might affect the peaceful conduct of the elections. It is enforced within the jurisdiction of Dimapo Municipal Council as well as town councils of East Dimapo, Chimukedima, Metsifema and Newland. The order prohibits assembly of 5 or more people except within 100 meters of the polling station during the scheduled polling period. It also bars movement of persons from one ward to another or from adjoining villages to municipal or town council jurisdictions on the day of poll. Further, carrying lethal weapons and firearms or any kind of inflammable objects has been prohibited. The order cautioned that any individual or group found to be in violation will be liable for punitive action under Section 188 of the Indian Penal Code and the Nagaland Municipal Act 2023. Perin District Administration has promulgated Section 144 CRPC across the district as a precautionary measure against any untoward incident and to maintain peace and tranquility in all town council areas during the conduct of the ULB elections. In an order, Deputy Commissioner Perin Vinit Kumar prohibited assembly of 5 or more persons and vehicular movement of non-essential nature with effect from 5 p.m. today till 11 p.m. tomorrow. movement of commercial vehicles carrying goods, passengers or essential commodities, press, medical and telecom services, as well as administration staff, security personnel and individuals engaged in election duty are exempted from the restrictions. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Commissioner of Police Dimapo, Gebituto Sope, today said that the police department is on high alert following reports of potential disruptions and attempts to undermine the integrity of the ULP election. Addressing media persons, Sope said Section 144 CRPC has been imposed as a preventive measure to avoid any possible unrest or interference in the electoral process. He added that youths reportedly mobilized to disrupt the elections are being monitored closely to prevent any influence on the fairness of the process. As part of security measures, detention centers have been set up for any potential arrest until the election process is complete. He said all possible manpower resources are being deployed to ensure smooth and secure voting across all wards, especially those categorized as sensitive or vulnerable. Sope also said reports of any electoral misconduct or disturbances can be made directly to the designated election officers. Nagaland's Member of Parliament in the Lok Sabha, S. Supung Meranjami, took the oath of affirmation today, administered by Pro Tem Speaker Partru Hari Matab in New Delhi. Jameer, elected from the Indian National Congress for Nagaland's lone parliamentary seat, took the oath on the second day of the first session of the 18th Lok Sabha, holding a pocket copy of the Indian Constitution. The new MP was adorned with a traditional Ao sash while taking the oath. After completing the oath taking, Jameer remarked, "Long live Northeast India." Senior BJP MP Om Birla, who was also the speaker in the last Lok Sabha, will be the NDA nominee for the post this time as well. Whereas the opposition India Bloc has fielded Congress MP K. Suresh. Both the candidates today filed the nominations for the speaker's post, for which the election is scheduled to be held tomorrow. Earlier, the government and opposition failed to reach a consensus for the post. Two major hospitals in the northeast, namely Regional Institute of Medical Sciences RIMS, Imphal, and the Northeast Indira Gandhi Regional Institute of Health and Medical Sciences NICRIMS in Shillong, have been empaneled under Chief Minister's Health Insurance Scheme CMHIS. Nagaland Health Protection Society CEO Thavasilanke informed that beneficiaries of CMHIS can now seek cashless treatment at both RIMS and NICRIMS. Beneficiaries can visit the hospital's websites at www.rims.edu.in and www.nicrims.gov.in for the detailed list of specialities and services provided. For further inquiries, one can reach out to CMHIS helpline on phone numbers 8880515011, 8880515012, 8880515013 and 8880515014, or email to nagaland.nhpm@gmail.com. And in sports, Advisor for Law and Justice and Land Revenue, T.N. Manin, today underlined the benefits of engaging in games and sports for both physical and mental health. He said this at the launch of the Morning Premier League MPL 2024 at Indira Gandhi Stadium in Kohima. Manin said, participating in sports also relieves boredom and tension, which can contribute a longer and healthier life. He further emphasized the camaraderie built through sports and the importance of teamwork fostered by football. The advisor expressed hope that the league would inspire a sports culture across the entire state. The 9th edition of MPL will feature 10 teams playing on a league basis over the next 6 months. And now to end the news, here are the headlines again. Over 2.23 lakh voters to decide the fate of 523 candidates in ULP elections tomorrow. Chief Minister Nipirio appeals all eligible voters to cast their votes. Section 144 CRPC imposed in Jumukedima, Dimapo, Newland and Beren districts in view of ULP elections. S. Supung Merenjamir takes oath as member of the 18th Lok Sabha. And Regional Institute of Medical Sciences, Imphal, and NICRIMS in Shillong, embanneled under Chief Minister's Health Insurance Scheme. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.